Gator's located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This being an informal event, all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. I didn't check the temperature. I think it's running close to 70. I will now break for emergency traffic. Hearing none, I will now receive calls from regular members and guests. Please call KA2VLA.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, KA2VLA.
KA2ZNZ. Hello, Clint. KA2YDC. Hi, Clint.
Well, there's three in a hurry. I couldn't keep my pen going that fast. Well, we had three check-ins, and we'll go and see KD2AIT, come in. I'm having a mental blank right now on the name.
Good evening, Clint. It's me, Jeff, KD2AIT. We're up here at camp, and we had a low here of 47 and a high of 74, and it's currently 60 degrees here. Well, we did a little bit of work this morning, and then got everything packed up, got up here, and I checked the trail cam, which I haven't looked at in a little over 3 weeks, I think. And once you know it, the very first picture on there is a moose. So I got a nice picture of a moose walking down the trail here. I'm going to have to show it to you when I get back out of camp. It caught me by surprise. There were some other pictures in there of that fawn and that doe I've been seeing, and then some other pictures of me walking in the woods. But I have never seen a moose up here, and I've never even seen any sign of a moose. But the very first picture on there from May 22nd, it was just standing right in front of the camera taking a pose. So that made my day today. And otherwise, I've been up here working at camp, pulling out stumps with the winch, and got a bunch of work lined up here tomorrow. It's a beautiful night out. Got a campfire going. The dog's out there relaxing next to it. And after the net, I plan on doing the same. KA2VLA, this is KD2AIT, clear and listening.
How about a report on black flies?
Black flies weren't bad. And the deer flies weren't all that bad either. In fact, I barely even noticed they were there at all. A couple times I had one, little black flies fly into my eyes. But, I had that helmet on too, so that helped. But they weren't bad at all. And, by the way, I tried to call you earlier today. They're bringing in that excavator this weekend to do the excavating work. And he says they'll probably have the stone here by next Friday and start doing that by Friday. So that's their plan. Always subject to change in that business, but that's the plan.
Sounds like everything is ready to go. So we'll try to get in there. Mark and I should have some time off. I've got a lot of time. Mark is running busy on things he's doing. But that's a good deal with that moose. There's a moose up there probably 10 or 20 years ago, and it was feeding between the two camps, Tom's camp and my camp. And their grandson come through with a four-wheel, and he come upon this moose standing crossways in the road. He stalled the machine and he jumped off, run back to his grandfather's camp, and they drove out and the moose wandered off. But that's the only sighting that tracks, of course. But that makes it interesting. Thanks for the information. Now I'm going to go out and see what Jack has for us. 8827Z, come in, please.
Yeah, good evening, Cliff. Good to hear you there, and Jeff and Chuck up there in Oswegatchie area. Let's see, yeah, beautiful day down here today. We are up to a high of 72.8, just about 73 degrees. It's my kind of temperature. I don't like it much warmer. And we had an overnight low of 61, and right now we're at 64. So, it's been a nice day today. We had some errands to take care of, and medical appointment to take care of, and things like that, but everything is cooking fine time. So, that's about it from here. We'll just say 7-3s all around, and send it back to you, Clint K, and give our best to Betty. K-A-2-0-Z.
Good report, Jack. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Now, I've got to run up and see Charlie's operation up there. K-A-2-Y-D-C Charlie. And I'm trying to think of his title as mayor or something like that, but I can't think of it. You'll have to help me out with it. So come in and give us a report, Charlie.
Well, they used to call me Sir Cedric the Fine. Cedric is my first name there. Hey, not much. I don't think I'd make much money if I was a man, huh? I don't even think the town of Fine has a man. But either way. But not much going on here in the hill. I know I got up this morning, sat in my chair, and I felt cool, so I put a little blanket on.
That's really a good report. You always have a good report. Well, we'll open the net again and see if somebody's waiting. This is KA2VLA, control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Anybody wants visit, come now.
K2AAC, Tonawanda, New York.
I missed that completely. If you could give it back to me. Slow procedure, maybe I could copy it down. I'm not very good at using the pen here.
It's a Kilo 2 Alpha Alpha Chili. The name on this end is Alpha Romeo Tango Art. I'm located in the town of Tonawanda, New York, about 62 degrees right now. Feels a little nice, little cool breeze coming through the balcony. Back over to you. This is K2AAC.
Thank you for the information. I got it down now. I found in my record sheet here that I haven't been able to copy them. I have double hearing aids, and I'm all the time missing something. So I appreciate getting the help. Well, thank you for checking in with us. We'll take a look around for another check-in. This is KA2VLA Net Control from the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Does anyone have any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2AIT with a comment.
Go to it, Jeff.
When I get home there Sunday, if I remember, that's a big if because my memory's going too, it seems. But I'll try to get a printout of that moose, and I'll bring it up to you.